Prime Minister Justin Trudeau meets with premiers Wednesday afternoon to share his plans for convincing Donald Trump to back off threatened steep tariffs on Canadian goods. The meeting by teleconference is set for 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The U.S. president-elect has shown no signs of backing off a November 25 announcement that he plans to impose 25% tariffs on all Canadian and Mexican imports unless both countries stop illegal migration and smuggling of the opioid fentanyl into U.S. territory. Mr. Trump has appeared to mock Mr. Trudeau, calling him Governor Justin Trudeau of the great state of Canada, in a social media post this week, a follow-up to his reported taunt during a meeting with the Canadian leader November 29 at his Mar-a-Lago residence. Fox News reported that the American leader told Mr. Trudeau that Canada should join the U.S. as its 51st state if it hopes to avoid his trade protectionism. Canada has promised more border security spending to address Mr. Trump's concerns, with Mr. Trudeau telling him Ottawa would buy more helicopters and drones and add more staff. The government is expected to unveil these new investments in the fall economic statement next Monday. Separately, Mr. Trudeau, in a Tuesday speech, lamented the fact U.S. voters selected Mr. Trump instead of Kamala Harris as president. "We were supposed to be on a steady, if difficult, sometimes, march towards progress. And yet, just a few weeks ago, the United States voted for a second time to not elect its first woman president," Mr. Trudeau said at an event sponsored by Equal Voice, an organization dedicated to improving gender representation in Canadian politics. "Everywhere, women's rights and women's progress is under attack, overtly and subtly." Speaking to reporters Tuesday at Queen's Park, Ontario Premier Doug Ford said his new government's new advertisements promoting the Ontario-U.S. relationship are reaching 100 million Americans. The advertisements are airing on networks such as Fox News and during NFL games, and will also circulate in Washington airports during the holidays and on billboards. "We're so much stronger together, that the last country the president should be worrying about is his closest ally and friend, Canada. He should be worrying about China, he should be worrying about North Korea and Iran and all the other countries out there. That's a much bigger threat than Canada," Mr. Ford said. The Ontario Premier is also making his case on U.S. networks. He appeared twice on Fox News on Tuesday and is set to make an appearance on CNBC on Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday's meeting was scheduled following a request from Mr. Ford, who chairs the Council of the Federation, given the importance of demonstrating strong and urgent action on border security. The Ontario Premier requested the virtual meeting in a December 4 letter to Mr. Trudeau in advance of next Monday's Premier's meeting in Toronto. Mr. Ford said he expects the Prime Minister at the meeting to present the Premier's with a plan to strengthen Canada's borders and meet the 2% funding commitment on defence, and to come up with a plan for negotiations with the U.S. on the trade, he said. "I can't say they aren't doing anything, they're working hard and we're going to work hand in hand with them, all the premiers, and it's going to be a Team Canada approach." Immigration Minister Mark Miller said Wednesday he's not worried that what's happening might look like Canada is capitulating to Mr. Trump's demands. "Not at all. I mean, I think what we're doing is acting in our national interest," he told reporters. "I'm here to serve Canadians, I'm not here to serve Americans, but we do have some common interests, and that is making sure that the border is safe and secure."